Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Under New York State law, it is a felony to falsify business records with intent to defraud and an intent to conceal another crime. That is exactly what this case is about. 34 false statements made to cover up other crimes. These are felony crimes in New York State, no matter who you are. We cannot and will not normalize serious criminal conduct.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack there. Okay, that's Alvin Bragg, of course, yesterday, the district attorney announcing the charges, the 34 charges, to which former President Trump, of course, pled not guilty. And, you know, their felonies. Well, if you make a misdemeanor violation of misreporting something on a business form and it was to cover up another crime, then yes, you can make that argument that it was a felony. It was one underlying fact, right? It was a 34 different times that the expenditures were reported because I guess it wasn't one lump sum. It was like 10,000 here, 5,000 there, something. I don't know. It's the weirdest thing that this winds up being 34 charges, but, you know, each time is an incident. That's kind of the idea. Now, I think his name is Ely. I'm sorry. I heard him say it, and then I forgot immediately how to pronounce it. But Ely Honing, who is a former assistant attorney, U.S. attorney, at the Southern District of New York. He was on CNN. I was watching CNN yesterday because I like to watch, you know, what's the other side saying. And since MSNBC decided not to even carry the thing, you know, but that's crazy. How do you not carry President Trump's speech? That's wild.
That's your responsibility as a broadcaster. Absolutely. Like, that's awful.
Absolutely. To at least carry it as long as he's talking about this topic. When he goes into talking about China and Russia and all the other whatever, you could break away at that point. You don't have to give him a half hour of free media. But, you know, CNN gave him 15 minutes, you know, which is I thought was perfectly appropriate. Anyway, this former Southern District of New York assistant attorney was U.S. attorney was the legal commentator on CNN. OK, talking about this after the fact and before to some degree, but after the fact says
this is all about hush money. And more specifically, it's all about hush money paid to Stormy Daniels. The statement of facts mentions Karen McDougal and the doorman. They're not part of the actual indictment. They're there for overall background and color.
That's just for narrative beefing up, basically, is all the Karen McDougal and the doorman stuff is all about. And then he goes on and explains his best try at what are the charges and why are they felonies.
How do we get to 34 counts? The crime here is not paying hush money. The crime here is falsifying documents. And what the prosecutors do in this indictment is they charge every check, every ledger, every invoice as its own count, as its own false document. That's a misdemeanor, low-level offense. The only way this gets bumped up, each of these counts gets bumped up to a felony, is if you can show that they falsified the records to commit some second crime. And here's where we're going to run into legal problems, because the indictment does not say what that second crime is, which is completely inexplicable to me. The entire point of an indictment is to tell the defendant, here's what you're charged with, here's what you're defending against. And in today's conference, the defense lawyer said, we need to know that.
Understand, this is a guy who likes Alvin Bragg, who respects him. He'll say that in the next clip. And he's saying, this doesn't make any sense. This is legally flimsy, this idea that you can bump it up to a felony because...
Now, Alvin Bragg gave us three options at his press conference. He said, federal campaign election law, but this is New York State, so he's going to have a legal problem there. He said, state election law, but this is a campaign for president, which is a federal office. And then he very briefly, and there's literally one word about this in the statement of facts, said something about tax, but they didn't take a deduction. So it's not clear what that theory is either. So look, I am a big believer in Alvin Bragg. He's a former colleague of mine. I believe in his capacity and his integrity, but I have real questions about this.
Wow. I mean, that's your friend saying, bruh, right? And that's the problem, is it's so thin. Now, there were other cases. There was one case they were talking about yesterday that, you know, they declined to make that had to do with, you know, inflating the value of properties for the purposes of getting bank loans on them, and then deflating the value of those same properties when it came to the you know, the taxes to be owed on those properties, and, you know, by massive amounts, by the way. And they didn't even bother coming forward with that, something that would have been very interesting. It's not that hard to explain. It would be a big, complicated topic because of all of the evidence involved in it, but they didn't go forward with that. They went forward with this one. This one that just doesn't have much to stand on. And it's exactly what we thought it was. It's not like 34 counts, all these new things, right? Like, we knew this was weak before. You had two different prior prosecutors pass on it. And now all of a sudden, this guy jumps in and says, here we go. And there's all kinds of swirling questions about him, his family, his daughter, his motivations, donors to his campaign and all of that. So how did President Trump respond afterwards? Well, we'll share that with you in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Not showing any slowdowns or delays. All exits off I-10, I-110 reporting as clear. Not showing any problems on Pine Forest, 9 Mile. It seems like we've had problems the last few days. Today, it's clear. 29 also accident-free from the Atmore cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. Certainly, if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, when you're looking at your lawn in the summer and you're happy, great. But if last year you looked at your lawn in the summer and you're like, don't look at that. Don't listen. If you keep doing what you've always done, you're going to have the same results you've always had, right? That's just science, honestly. So in the summer, you're going to get the same results again if you keep doing what you... Or you call NSEC. What NSEC will do is they'll come out and, you know, looking at it and doing an estimate is no cost, okay? But they're going to give you, if you sign up with them, 8 annual applications, time, program, targeted to get your lawn what it needs and when it needs it, based on individual needs of your lawn, free analysis and estimate, soil samples to figure out what unique characteristics of your lawn they're going to have to deal with, fertilizer application, seasonal pre-emergent weed control, broadleaf, grassy weed control, insect control, fungicide, all of that stuff. And if you sign up today, you get your first lawn application free with a new annual lawn program. That includes that soil sample lime treatment on an average-sized lawn. Now, that's what NSEC can do for your lawn. If you would like to work at NSEC, they are hiring full-time pest and lawn technicians in Pensacola, Mobile, Baldwin County, Panama City, good pay, good benefits, 401k, and health insurance, opportunities for growth and improvement. You can apply at workwithNSEC, ENSEC.com. So what did Trump say last night? Well, it was basically a half hour of the airing of grievances and walking through all of the allegations against him and, you know, punching back against Biden. He didn't talk about DeSantis, at least if he did, I missed it. But it was a half hour of basically him trying to be reasonable, articulate, methodical, respond to these things, former President Trump.
I never thought anything like this could happen in America. Never thought it could happen. The only crime that I have committed is to fearlessly defend our nation from those who seek to destroy it.
That's a great red meat line for the crowd, right? The only thing I've ever done is be a great president, right?
As it turns out, virtually everybody that has looked at this case, including rhinos and even hardcore Democrats, say there is no crime and that it should never have been brought. Never have been brought. Everybody.
And, of course, what happened yesterday?
Now they have really stepped up their efforts by indicting the 45th president of the United States who received...
Expected response from the super pro-Trump crowd.
The criminal is the district attorney because he illegally leaked massive amounts of grand jury information. For which he should be prosecuted. Or at a minimum, he should resign.
And at the end of it all, there's a lot more in between, but this is basically the gist of it as he walked through explaining his response to all of these things and going back to impeachment and the Russia hoax and just all of it. And in the end...
With all of this being said, and with a very dark cloud over our beloved country, I have no doubt, nevertheless, that we will make America great again.
All right, so my assessment of the speech, very successful. Because I don't think the speech was about responding to the allegations. Although he did, okay? And well beyond just responding to them as well. I think the purpose of the speech was, all right, fellas, we're going to get as many minutes of free national airtime as we've ever gotten since they stopped carrying me on all the TV stations and they booted me off of Twitter and YouTube and Facebook and all of that. Remember, it used to be that when Trump would speak, everybody would pay attention. They'd turn the cameras on and they'd show it because it was good for ratings. Billions of dollars in what they call earned media, free media coverage, right? Didn't have to pay for the ads because he was the content and people wanted to carry it. And that got him elected president in 2016. And then all of the TV networks are like, oh, what do we do? Right? Because they felt complicit in it. They can't believe that they did that and gave him the airtime. So now they don't do that. They don't even carry the speeches anymore. They'll play clips occasionally, but that's all they'll do. They don't carry him live. But he realized, look, I'm going to have this airtime. I'm going to use it to do one thing. I'm going to show you who I am, and you're going to be thinking while you watch me, he's not Joe Biden. He's going to give a 30-minute, looks like he's talking off the cuff. I'm sure he had notes or teleprompter, but he's just going to be up there and talk and not make gaffes and not make mistakes and be statesmanlike of a sort. I mean, you know, he's not going to be the flamboyant, outrageous Trump that he can also be. Sometimes he's going to make comments that veer in that direction, but that wasn't the tone last night for the most part. It was basically just, hey, you know, I don't have any problem talking for a half hour and not muffing my lines and having to run off a stage just because, you know, a reporter asked me a question. I'm here. I'm mentally capable and competent. And the other guy who's in the office right now that I'm probably going to be running against, you know, he's not. To me, that's what I thought the purpose was to demonstrate as a contrast with Joe Biden. I thought that was the purpose of the speech last night because, again, he was going to have airtime on all of this media. And if that was the goal, then he succeeded. That's it. If that was the goal, it was absolutely a win for Donald Trump versus Joe Biden. 721 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You're listening to Strength for Life with Pastor James C. Johnson.
If you don't have a church home, I'm inviting you to join us at Northstone Baptist for our Easter Sunday services. Join us Sunday morning, April 9th at 10:30, as we will consider what the Bible proclaims about Jesus conquering death. Also, I invite you to join us for our evening service at 6 p.m., in which our church will provide an Easter cantata. Our choir will sing and performers will present the message of Easter. It'll be a great day for the whole family, full of honoring Christ. Jesus' resurrection is literally a life or death issue. Christ has conquered death through his resurrection, and he is worthy of our worship. Northstone Baptist Church is located on the northwest side of Pensacola. Our address is 2550 West 9 Mile Road. Again, join us Easter Sunday, April 9th for our 10:30 service and our 6 p.m. Easter cantata as we together worship our risen Savior. We hope to see you there.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Are you a business owner stressing about the high cost of healthcare plans or wondering how you can compete in today's labor market? ProHealth is here to help. ProHealth's medical membership program is just $45 per month per employee. That's just 28 cents an hour for full-time employees. This program covers unlimited primary care and teledoc visits with zero copay and many more benefits. No appointment is ever necessary at ProHealth. Beat the high cost of healthcare with ProHealth's medical membership. Not convinced? Think about how much a sick employee is going to cost you.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Stream online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
I'm not a spy. I'm nothing. I'm Naval Lent.
man, I saw this last night, and I was so excited to see it. Mike Wood, of course, our favorite public information officer from Pensacola Police Department, had put up a note because he works downtown a lot and works on the bridge and around the bridge, and he put up a photo of them testing the LED lights on Three Mile Bridge, at least on the... If you're looking at it from the bay, so it'd be the west side of the bridge. I don't know how else to describe it. It's on the toward Gulf Breeze side, okay? That's the part that they were testing. So that, I mean, I don't know when they're going to go active, but remember we talked about this for a long time, that they're, that light strip on either side of the bridge is going to be really cool. What they're able to do with that is going to be really, really neat. And then if I remember correctly, it's kind of like there's the all the time pattern, and then there's like holiday patterns that they can do that are going to be a little bit different. And anyway, it's... I'm very excited about this.
Didn't you take pictures of that when they were showing
the
bridge?
Yeah, we had some video of that actually at the time.
I was going to say, I was still in the newsroom going, oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, it's maybe it was pictures. You're right. But yeah, absolutely. It's going to be really neat when they get it all done. And because I've seen how these bridges are done in other places, and it's amazing. I mean, it really is going to be amazing. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
I do. As we take a look, sorry about that. I'm like, ooh, the bridge. Bridge is great. Not showing any problems right now in the General Chappie James. That is a 3 mile bridge. 98 is clear from Navarre into Gulf Breeze into Pensacola. We're not showing any delays. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Now into the newsroom with our headlines. David Wayne.
Well, the U.S. is flying nuclear-capable B-52 bombers near North Korea. South Korea's Ministry of National Defense says the long-range U.S. bombers are taking part in joint military drills with South Korean fighter jets. These drills following North Korea's recent nuclear threats. ExxonMobil shutting down a big campaign to find oil in Brazil. The Wall Street Journal reports that... they've closed their operation after a series of wells came up empty there, and the third largest city in America has elected Democrat Brandon Johnson as its new mayor. The former Cook County commissioner won Chicago's runoff race yesterday. The former teacher had the backing of the local teachers union. He'll succeed Lori Lightfoot, the first incumbent Chicago mayor to lose re-election in 40 years.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. You talk about the B-52s flying, you know, not the ones that sing Rock Lobster, but the big Stratofortress, okay, that they were flying over North Korea. Tell me the year, take a stab, what was the first year that we flew the B-52, first flight for the B-52?
Oh, boy,
anybody?
1952.
Oh, you looked it up.
No, is that true?
That's accurate. Yeah, that's correct. That's exactly right.
Was that right?
That
I was
right.
Just being
71
stupid.
71 years.
Oh, is that why they call it the B-52?
No. Oh, you know, interesting question. I don't know the answer. Could be.
Oh, I was just being stupid.
They don't typically.
Look at me, and it paid off. Yeah, we should go get lottery tickets after.
Yes.
David.
But think about that. These are planes that airmen today are flying with the plane their grand the actual plane their grandfather flew. It's and one take on that is, well, yeah, they're so out of date. No, that's an amazing sturdiness. Like, that's an incredible level of development that we would be able to make something like that. Meanwhile, in contrast, you know, we build the LCSs and they're not even good for a generation. Right? I mean, just like that kind of nonsense today. And the F-35, gosh, I hope it holds up, you know. We'll see. 728 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, a couple of interesting notes out of military news. The Air Force is expanding its percentage of body fat requirements for new recruits because there are not enough non-obese people, basically, or not, you know, you're not obese because you missed the requirements, but, you know, now allowed to have 26% body fat. That's up from 20. Okay.
It's hard to get into the service.
It is. And for women, it's 36, up from 28, because they say, are you ready for this number? Out of 100% of young people that would be interested in joining the military, 30% are physically eligible. 30%. Like 70% of the population isn't eligible because of, well, sometimes it's criminal issues, but mostly it's because of body issues. Okay? And so they're saying that you can get in, but you're still expected to maintain the same standards as everybody else once you're in. And the Department of Defense says, we're definitely not lowering our standards. Really? But we're aligning our standards with overall Department of Defense policy. The Army is facing the same issue. The Navy, they're, you know, both of them are engaged in like pre-boot camp kind of. They'll put you in the boot camp to get you in shape for boot camp, you know, like because they'll work with you. But, man, expanding the body fat limits allows 50 to 100 more recruits per month, says the Air Force. So, which is not a lot frankly, but it's, you know, it's not a zero number, obviously, as well. And of course, they're also paying you, I mean, like $65,000 in student loan debt repayment, or you could just wait for Biden if that holds up. The other weird note that I saw yesterday is Army recruits are getting injured in basic training at a much higher rate than normal. 34% sustained musculoskeletal injuries during training. And people from the South, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, Tennessee, and North Carolina, are being injured at an even higher rate. And the theory here is because obesity is higher among, okay, and therefore that's the reason why. And also more come from the southern states as well.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Former President Trump addressing supporters at his Palm Beach estate following his indictment in a lower Manhattan courtroom.
I never thought anything like this could happen in America. Never thought it could happen.
He pled not guilty to the charges. He paid off women he had alleged affairs with. President Biden will visit the United Kingdom and Ireland next week, marking the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Accord that helped end sectarian violence. Fox weather confirming a tornado in Bollinger County, Missouri. Homes are damaged. Now, NOAA's Storm Prediction Center said an EF2 to EF3 tornado was likely in progress along the border between southeastern Missouri and far southern Illinois at about 3:45 a.m. Central Time today. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 731 News Radio 92.3. The third in a series of gun violence roundtable discussions was held last night at the Brownsville Community Center. Local leaders discussed several initiatives that they're planning to use in the Brownsville neighborhood starting this week.
County staff got some roadway cleanups. Code enforcement's going to do what code enforcement does. There's going to be some community conversations outside of this roundtable to include CDAC, to the Minority Chamber of Commerce, the school district.
And they also discussed everything from mental health initiatives to warrant sweeps by the sheriff's office. Again, this is the third in a series of gun violence roundtable discussions that have been held so far. A Louisiana man facing animal abuse charges after Santa Rosa County deputies found 13 iguanas with taped limbs in his truck this week. 27-year-old Jairo Anibal Ramirez Calabero was arrested on aggravated animal abuse charges after a traffic stop on I-10 in Milton on Monday. Deputies say Calabrero allowed them to search his truck, and the iguanas were found in the bed. Deputies say there was no ventilation. The reptiles were scattered in that bed with tools and work equipment. Calabrero now being held with no bond at the Santa Rosa County Jail. A Navarre man had to be flown to the hospital after having an allergic reaction to fire ants recently. Happened on Muscat Drive in Navarre. Santa Rosa County says first responders were called to the home when the man had the allergic reaction. Again, no word on that man's current condition. An Escambia County law firm says they're just not impressed with Johnson & Johnson's offer to settle. Johnson & Johnson proposed a $9 billion settlement with 70,000 people who've filed lawsuits against the company yesterday. The plaintiffs claimed that Johnson & Johnson's baby powder caused cancer. Pensacola's Levin Papantonio Rafferty represents over a half dozen of the plaintiffs. Lawyers say that the offer only amounts to less than $100,000 per case, and that would be paid out over 25 years. Johnson & Johnson denies that their talcum baby powder caused cancer, but they did change the talcum-based baby powder to a new formula earlier this year. A man convicted of breaking into a woman's panhandle apartment and fatally stabbing her 37 times back in 1986, now set to be executed next month under a death warrant signed by Governor DeSantis. Daryl Barwick's execution set for May 3rd at 6 p.m. It's the third execution scheduled in Florida this year. Donald Dilbeck was executed in February. Louis Bernard Gaskin set to be euthanized on April 12th. The execution would be the fifth under Governor DeSantis, a far slower pace than recent Florida governors and ahead of his widely expected presidential campaign. Marco Rubio has a warning about Donald Trump's indictment. Senator Rubio tweeting yesterday that it was a bad day for everybody. He says we're all going to regret it for a long time. He says American politics has now crossed a line it won't come back from. Senator Rick Scott also tweeting reaction yesterday. He tweeted that Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg is grossly politicizing the American justice system. It is 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing?
Not much right now. There's one accident to watch out for. It's a hit and run, Mobile Highway and Fairfield. Busy intersection. Unknown if there's a roadblock. It's near the Home Depot and the Walgreens right there. Certainly, if you know or if you have traffic tips, 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
It's going to be a warm and humid day today. Temperatures warming up near 81 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 69. Still staying warm as we go into Thursday with a 10% chance of rain. 82 degrees for your high. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 69. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. It's 73 degrees, mostly cloudy in Pensacola, 73 in Gulf Breeze, 71 in Milton. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. President Biden's administration is making $450 million available for solar farms and other clean energy projects across the country at the site of current or former coal mines, part of efforts to combat climate change. As many as five projects nationwide will be funded through the 2021 infrastructure law, with at least two projects set aside for solar farms. Stellantis and BMW are in talks with Panasonic Holdings about teaming up to build electric vehicle battery plants in North America. Global automakers are investing billions of dollars to set up battery plants for electric vehicles as demand surges for less polluting transport amid a push by governments to make them more affordable. Stellantis has already announced two EV battery plants in North America, one with LG Energy Solution in Canada, another in Indiana with Samsung SDI Company. On Wall Street, futures are little change this morning. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I can't help but wonder if it was a white man's business, if it would already be on the agenda and we'd already be discussing it. In 2023, it's ridiculous we have to have this conversation, but it comes down to money. Is the black dollar worth the same as the white dollar?
As I said at the time, I thought that question and that way of interpreting things for the downtown bar cast and flights was over the top, out of line, and not on target when you're talking about either the former administration or the current administration. But you had a bunch of people show up upset about their business and the business that they love patronizing. This is actually the marketing director for the business, but not being able to operate properly because of certain restrictions on the number of bars you can have in a block, not counting the corners on one side of the street. I mean, all these weird rules. And so DC Reeves, the got the song in my head, sorry. DC Reeves is the mayor of Pensacola. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So let's start there. They were upset, even though you know, I think Don Crayer or somebody had mentioned that there was going to be on the upcoming city meeting this month. We'd be talking about this. But I know you've been working on this. Have you guys come to any kind of a solution that will work for CASK and flights?
Yeah, you know, and I'll give a quick background. Obviously, this has been talked about for a few months, and this is really an evolution of some ambiguity around state law and liquor licenses, and certainly I will speak for the previous administration and this one that race playing any role in this, of course, is you know, an outrageous claim, and really and honestly, I think John, the owner of Casks and Flights, would tell you that given our history. And you know, knowing that how much I want to support businesses of any kind here in the city, that we want to do what's best, and we also have rules that are on the books that we have to follow. And so, I think there's a little bit of blame to go around, from the business to the city to just ambiguity in state law and some things like that. That I don't think anybody at any point had this intent in mind. When you change your use of your business to go from, making wine to becoming a bar, that changes a lot, trips up a lot of different things. And I think John would tell you that. And then also, look, the city was very well intended during COVID to allow a little bit of an outlier use for that business that was a little ambiguous. We didn't really have, and why did we do that? Because that was a very difficult time for bars and restaurants. And
as
so,
you well know,
as I said, as we've said, right, exactly. And so, there were a lot of cities and communities kind of giving out exceptions to the rule, for a temporary time. So these businesses and these employees had jobs and bars and restaurants survived. Right. So very well intended, across the board. So here's where we're at. We looked at it more and more in our planning department, and Sherry and Leslie spent a lot of time on this. And what we decided that would be a good update, we think, for the city is how we define a restaurant. And what I mean is, right now, as it sits in the city, we define a restaurant the same way that what's called an SRX license defines a restaurant. The important point here, without getting into all the details, is that requires you to have 151 seats. So one of the big trip ups, not only with Casks and Flights, but you think about when you go to New Orleans or tons of other cities, you could have a restaurant that serves liquor that has 35 seats or 40. It's not required that it be 151.
Sure.
And if you're in this business, that's a pretty sizable place. So we have just always flown under the wing of what was defined as an SRX restaurant that could serve liquor without a 4COP license. And we don't really need to do that. We can say, hey, look, if you want to buy what's now market rate for a 4COP license could be $300,000 to $400,000 now in Escambia County. If you want to buy and invest in one of those, should we have to also hold you to the fact that you have to have 151 seats as well? Is that good for entrepreneurship? Is that good for small business that you have to buy a place of that size or lease a place of that size to be able to help you be successful? So, obviously that's a rule that we wouldn't be making one change for that only helps one business. That's trying to really help our small business community evolve here. We heard a lot about the rule, one bar per block. There's ambiguity around that. I don't know that I want to try to fix an ambiguous rule. Let's try to have clarity. And I think that's the direction that we're going to be going this month.
Okay. Well, I look forward to hearing the exact proposal. But, I know it had been said to the people who were showing up at the public forum last time that this would be coming on the agenda. It's good to see that we're finally going to have some kind of a solution. And I know your heart is to, preserve local business as much as we possibly can. And, let's see if we can't make this work for everybody. One of the other things that I wanted to ask you about is maybe this is a small thing and maybe it's new to me, but I noticed it the other day and I wanted to ask you, the city of Gulf Breeze is borrowing the boat ramp parking structure, the, infrastructure that we use for collecting fees for their boat ramp at their main boat ramp. But I didn't realize that had been implemented at Bayview Park that there's paid parking there. And maybe it's been a while and I just didn't notice, but I was walking there the other day. Is that a new thing or has that been in place for a while?
It has been in place as long as I've been in this position. I don't know how long before that.
Okay.
But, it's an honor system thing at the boat ramp. I don't know what kind of, to be honest with you, I'm not even sure exactly what kind of revenue or enforcement, that we have there. We've been really focused from a boat ramp standpoint, we've been really focused on getting some improvement, much needed improvement done. There's a dock broken at right there at East Pensacola Heights at Cervantes Bayou that has been in disrepair for a while. Where that'll be should be done by the end of Memorial Day. And you know, I drive by it every morning. Taking Caroline to school is, you know, is trying to start really eyeing some improvements at Wayside, you know, in the way it looks right there by the graffiti bridge. So we're not just focused on trucks there. We got to get that looking a little bit better as well. So, yes, that is been on the books, you know, for you to be able to launch your boat, you have to have, you know, a permit with us. So, but yeah, I'm not sure exactly how long that's been in place.
Meanwhile, we've got new kiosks with what Blue Angels imagery downtown, right? As part of the push to make it easier, friendlier, cooler.
Yeah, and really more so, it was focused around the text to pay. The Blue Angels, you'll see those pillars now that are going around those parking machines, if that's what you're referring to. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of conversation really in these last couple of weeks, about the future of parking in the downtown experience and that we all have ownership in it. And, you know, I've met with some of the private lot owners to try to come to some amicable solution, just knowing that where we are today is not where we need to be. I mean, it just isn't. Private lots, talk about ambiguity. That's been the theme of the call today, this morning, I guess. You know, who owns what? Who's booting what? You know, I try to tell everybody the city does not own a boot in parking. So, I digress. But point is, we've got to get to a better place in terms of what it is to park, not just on costs or anything like that. It's just the experience for our residents.
It is such a discouragement for people. It is a high negative for downtown Pensacola right now, unfortunately. But yeah, you know, I'm glad you're working on it. Hang on for me for just a second. We're talking to DC Reeves, Mayor of Pensacola. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And we're just watching this one accident. It's Mobile and Fairfield. Busy intersection. Doesn't look backed up. It's right near the Home Depot. Now, if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Mayor DC Reeves. All right, the only thing that anybody in the city really cares about, have you settled on names for the street sweepers yet?
No, not yet. We've got, I think it's open through the end, maybe the 14th.
Okay.
Going off memory, but I know at last count, which was, you know, I was in Tallahassee earlier this week. I just got back last night, but I haven't gotten a recent check, but I know we were at about 600 entries times three. So there are three names on each. So we're somewhere in the ballpark of 1,800 submissions. So if you guys have some extra set of hands over there at News Radio, just let me know. We got a lot of names to get through. So
I hear one of the front runners might be Kevin. But then my source on this was Assistant Police Chief Kevin Christman. So I could be wrong. Wrong about that.
Yeah, it was weird. We got like 30 submissions from his email. I don't know why that was.
Nice. Nicely done.
I don't know. I'm partial. I do. It's been hard to beat Lightning McQueen, and I know I have a kid. But
yeah, as long as the paint scheme goes along, that'd be awesome with the lightning bolt and everything on the side. Ka-chow! One of the other things, this is going to come up on next week's agenda, but I just looked at it this morning and I was caught off guard a little bit. Jared Moore is bringing a presentation, I guess, from some kids who want the Mardi Gras to use biodegradable beads. It's called a sustainable Mardi Gras plan. They say it would be no additional cost, but it would solve the problem of beads getting in the trees and the gutters and all of that kind of stuff. Your thoughts?
Yeah. Hey, look, I love that stuff. When I was in Tallahassee, coincidentally, we had our youth council from the city of Pensacola down there, for a couple of days with Florida League of Cities. And I was able to talk with them before I hit the road yesterday. And this is another group of young people that are passionate about helping our community, which, you know, I love seeing that stuff, you know, not only as a father, but as a Pensacolian, you know, to see kids passionate about, something that could be a positive for us. So, hey, we go through a lot of beads, and they're probably right. You know, there'd be a big impact. So I'm looking forward to hearing it as much as anybody. You know, I haven't heard it yet, but we will next week. So I'm really looking forward to that.
I do want to give you kudos. You performed an April Fool's Day post. talking about there being a Trader Joe's coming to town and being a mile south of City Hall and being in the water.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah, a lot of people were were very happy and then very unhappy at the same time. Just to be clear, the barge and or floating grocery cart is not actually going to be in use for a not actually coming Trader Joe's. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, I'll never say never. You know, there's a lot of research in, you know, in the marine sciences that, you know, but at this time, I probably couldn't confirm that we're going to have a floating Trader Joe's. But, you know, I was going to tell you what my other one was going to be, but maybe it's far enough. No, I'll say
you want to save it for next year?
It's St. Augustine related. I'll just say.
Okay. Which is completely out of character for you, Mr. T-shirt maker.
Hey, I'm totally in.
You know, right, exactly. If for those who don't remember, Perfect Plane had the T-shirts. The know, number one, Pensacola, number two, St. Augustine. So, all right, we always like to end on a little bit of a lightning round. First question for you, Mr. Mayor, do you eat raw dough or batter when things are being cooked?
Yes, I mean, I have to. I blame it on Caroline, you know, making pancakes or whatever, but yes, I do.
All right.
That's unhealthy, isn't it?
Well, you know, they say, but, you know, everything's unhealthy, right? Yeah. Is there a favorite childhood toy from DC's past?
Man, we had a ton of Ninja Turtles, you know, around.
Who was your favorite?
I think Michelangelo.
All right.
My favorite, but yeah, we had a treasure trove of, I think my mom still has them around, you know, I guess she's, pretty sentimental. I think she's got them laying around somewhere still at her house.
Of course she is. And, last one, and this one comes from Candy, by the way, this is a Candy suggestion. What does DC stand for?
Yeah, good question. Darcy Curran Reeves. And so it's, Irish
Darcy
name.
Darcy Curran, like Curren?
Which is my mom's maiden name.
Oh, okay.
Curran, and then so DC, Jim Reeves' dad, my granddad went with David Chester Reeves, went by DC. He, you know, coached city league sports around here, was the announcer at one of the parks here, Lions Park, way back in the day. And it was a negotiation, I think. DC, like my dad's dad, but an Irish name like my mom's side of the family. So, and then in college, I just told everybody it was because of Mr. Darcy, even though I hadn't read the book. seemed to be that people liked that.
And also, I imagine a little bit of I can hide the Darcy underneath the DC, and it's acceptable a little bit that way. So, all right, fair enough. Something every day. Mayor Darcy Curran Reeves of Pensacola always joins us on a Wednesday. So we look forward to the press conference today and also, of course, talking to you next week. Thanks for the time.
Of course. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
You bet. 752 here on News Radio 92.3. If you are 64 turning 65, there's one fairly significant change that takes place, which is you're going to transition over onto Medicare, right? You're going to, health insurance, as you have known, it is going to change, and you might have questions about that. Very understandable questions. You know, what is Advantage? What is supplement? What is Medicaid? What about prescription drugs? Do I qualify for the anything? Okay. Especially in addition to the fact that you're probably getting letters and maybe emails or even phone calls and it can feel stressful. It's not. It's very easy. I've got a good friend. I've known her as long as I've lived here, Ricky Stewart. Her whole family does insurance. This is a slice of it that she handles, and she does just this. So give her a call, 341-2185. Ask your question. Sit down with her. Make a plan. It's very easy. Ricky Stewart Insurance. Look her up online.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck because the redesigned 2023 Subaru Outback shares your spirit. The Outback can take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. And Subaru's estimated highway fuel economy for non-turbo 2023 Outback models is up to 32 miles per gallon. And comparing information from competitors' website, the Outback has more ground clearance than Honda CR-V or Toyota RAV4. So you can take on the path less traveled with ease. And when Experian Automotive studied vehicles in operation versus total new registrations, they found that 97% of Outback vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today, which means you can explore your world with confidence. The 2023 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Actual mileage may vary. Clearance comparisons as of June 2022. Experian data for model years 2012 to 2021 as of December 2022.
Do you want better health? Not the gym or diets. Think of the one thing that everyone has in common that's the foundation of your body. Your bones. You need OsteoStrong. OsteoStrong. It's not a gym, diet, supplements, pharmaceuticals, or a medical treatment. It's a scientifically backed concept with proven technology to help you improve your overall health. OsteoStrong helps many improve bone density, posture, balance, athletic performance, and less joint and back pain. Call OsteoStrong today and start feeling better in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze.
Hi, I'm Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. The Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation will host their very first Cops, Cars, and Crawfish event Saturday, April 15th from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock at Five Flags Speedway. We'll have crawfish plates, hamburgers, hot dogs, there will be a car show, and we'll show the movie Cars on our giant screen. So come on out to Five Flags Speedway Saturday, April the 15th and support the Escambia County Sheriff Foundation's Cops, Cars, and Crawfish. For more information, go to the Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation Facebook page. See you there.
Are you ready to start saving money on your energy bill? Join Compass Solar Energy tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Compass Solar has been locally owned and operated here in the Pensacola area for over 20 years, and they are Northwest Florida's premier solar company. Call in with your questions as we all navigate through the rising cost of energy. That's tomorrow at 10:30 with Compass Solar Energy and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Wherever you are, you can listen to News Radio Pensacola online at newsradio923.com or on our mobile app.
You're entering a zone in which a famous 90s white rap band backs themselves up against me, Rod Steiger. 7:56 here on News Radio 92.3.
This came out in 86.
What now? Is it? Oh, I guess you're right.
License
right.
to Ill.
I don't.
You don't want to go there.
I guess you don't argue release dates with a former DJ. That's just a good rule of life.
With bad taste in music, that's right.
Speaking of which, tell them about traffic.
Roads are fine. Mobile has, that's what I need. Mobile and Fairfield.
That's the level of detail I'm looking for.
I know. Oh, then you picked the wrong person. I'm here because we're friends. As we take a look at our roads, accident at Mobile and Fairfield, but it looks like that has been cleared off to the side right near the Home Depot. Certainly, if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne now in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The black boxes have been recovered from the two Army Black Hawk helicopters that crashed in Kentucky last month. The helicopters that crashed March 29th during a night training mission near Fort Campbell killed 9 soldiers. Private sector employment went up by 145,000 jobs in March. That's below the 200,000 analysts were expecting. The numbers from the ADP National Employment Report are a sign the economy is still slowing. And Tiger Woods says he does not know how many Masters golf tournaments he has left in him. The Masters, of course, tee off on Thursday. And Woods told reporters this week that although his game is limited, he does feel better this year than he did last year.
All right. That's good. All right. David, thanks so much for the update. 7:58 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You know, when it comes to heating and cooling your home, you got a lot of choices for HVAC maintenance, repairs, or replacement. You know, when you pick up that phone, you want to get good, reliable service, good products, good service, you know, all of that. Peden Air Conditioning, heating, and electrical. You're going to want to get your AC tuned up. Now is the time to make sure that happens. $49 inspections for air conditioning units right now. Free sewer camera inspections. And then if you use them for that and then you do service, $250 off of the repairs. And Peden is expanding to Baldwin County soon. You know, they've got obviously offices in Panama City, Destin, Fort Walton, a big location here in Ellison Field in Pensacola. AC work, replacement, electrical work, anything like that. Peden, PEADEN.com. What else do we have going on? There was something I was going to tell you about, and then it went straight out of my brain. This is kind of what happens these days. I'm not getting into that story. The Bud Light story. I just don't have enough time to get into it. For those who know, and I'll talk about this next hour, but for those who know, Bud Light, what were you thinking? Like, do you not know your target demographic audience? Anyway, we'll talk about that a little bit more next hour. By the way, Trump was awarded like $122,000 in attorney's fees from Stormy Daniels yesterday. You didn't see that a lot in the news.
You're listening to
News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze Milton Pensacola.
The third gun violence.